In 1873, Golden, Colorado was the home to miners searching for gold. And when the miners sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as Coors, the banquet beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility. Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading this week's show. And a big thanks to our sponsors who help keep this show free for you to listen to every single week.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 97 of this little show. I'm the Grill Sergeant John Largent as we blast this show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. You can catch our show every week at tailgateradio.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app, soon to be iHeartRadio. You can also find us at Audio Boom, Roku, Apple TV, anywhere you type in the words Tailgate Radio. You can find our little show here. And we got a great one for you. We've got Icky Woods. As you remember, he was a great running back with the Cincinnati Bengals a couple of years ago. He reemerged on the scenes with those awesome Geico commercials as he was doing the cold cut dance. We've got him in our queue this week to interview, and we're excited to talk to Icky Woods about what he's doing these days and reliving some of the days of back in the glory days of the Super Bowl when he did the Icky Shuffle. And some of you may not be old enough to remember that, but if you do, he was an exciting back. Didn't have a long career, but was a great running back nonetheless. So we've got Icky Woods joining us a little later in the show this week on Tailgate Radio. I want to tell you, I am super excited because this week, training camps, both in the NFL and at the college level, although I don't know that they call that training camp in college. I do. I just think they call it showing up for practice, two-a-days. And if you're like most of the country and here in the U.S., it's hot. I mean, it's blistering hot. I was driving home the other day and saw the high school kids out practicing in the heat of the day. So I hope that they stay hydrated. But I can't tell you how excited I am and how excited you probably are too. Early August, football season is less than a month away in some cases. I think it's 36 days actually for kickoff for everybody. But this is the time of the year we all get excited, and this is the time of the year where you need to start thinking about all of your tailgating gear. You need to get into the garage. You need to clean up your grill. You need to make sure that you have everything. If you're a propane person, you need to get those tanks looked at, filled up, make sure that you know how to use them safely. You start looking at the schedule, determining which menus you're going to have for what games. Who's coming into town this year? This is the fun time. This is the fun time of the year because not only is everybody excited about tailgating again, they're excited about their teams because everybody's got an equal shot at this time of the year. No one is in the tank. No one is having a bad season. Nothing but optimism is in the air. So you got to be excited about that. I know I am. I'm hoping that I can get up and catch a couple of training camps before they break in just a few days. I may go over to Houston. We're based here in San Antonio, Texas, which, as you know, we don't have a professional football team. So that really makes us Switzerland in a lot of ways, even though I would say probably 97% of the population here are Dallas Cowboys fans. There's still a few that get out and see other teams. I know I'm a Packers fan, and I catch hell from that from a lot of different directions, but been a Packers fan for over a decade now, and I'm excited about their upcoming season. as far as college goes, I'm really more of a college football fan. And when I say fan, I mean a true fan. I don't have a particular favorite. Excuse me, I need to take a sip. It is just hot and dry in this part of the world right now, and I need to take a sip. So excuse me while I take a sip for the tailgating man. Hold on one sec. Much better. So yeah, one of the things that I try to do is I try to get a conference tour together. And basically what that means is I will pick a conference. And every free weekend I have, I try to go catch a game. I try to embed myself with tailgate teams. And I usually come bearing gifts from different companies, different sponsors that we work with. So if you're interested in having me show up with my microphone talking to your tailgate club, I'm planning on doing a Big 12 tour this year. Big 12 is a big conference. Goes all the way from West Virginia all the way to, I guess the westernmost team would either be the University of, no, it would be Texas Tech in Lubbock, Texas. So between West Virginia and Lubbock, Texas, there's a lot of ground to cover. So that's what I'm going to be doing this year. I'm going to be taking my little microphone. I'm going to be spending time with tailgate clubs across the country. I'll be bearing gifts. We'll be doing giveaways. So if your tailgate club wants me to join, and here's the thing, because the Big 12 does cover a big swath of land, I'm not opposed at all, because I often find that I have more fun because they're a little smaller. They're a little smaller stadiums. It's a little more intimate, a little more fun, more, in some cases, a lot more community. But if you're a Conference USA, if you're a Mountain West Conference, even if you're an FCS school, you know, there are a number of conferences that that fall into that purview. I mean, one of the best places I've ever tailgated was in Lake Charles, Louisiana, at McNeese State University. If you've never heard of that school, I think a couple of famous alumni that I'm aware of are Joe Dumars, who played basketball with the Pistons forever. And I'm trying to remember, there's another really famous alumnus from McNeese. But anyway, I take it, you know, what I want you to take away from that is the fact that no matter where you find yourself, if you're not familiar with some of the smaller schools, a lot of them have great traditions. And so even though I'm going on a Big 12 tour this year, I certainly, you know, if there's an 11 o'clock game and there's a 6 o'clock game and they're in the general vicinity of each other, guess what? I'll be there. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to this football season. I mean, I'm just pumped up so much. It's just exciting time of year. And as the weather starts to turn, hopefully for those of you in the Midwest and in the Northeast and in the Pacific Northwest, you'll certainly feel it before a lot of us down here in the equator feels like we'll feel it. But you know, that gives us an excuse to travel north. I was just in Chicago a few weeks ago, and it was so nice to go from 100 plus degree temperature to the low 70s in the heat of the day. So that's one thing that, from a tailgating perspective, if you've got a 100 degree weather, you got a parking lot, so you're going to add 15 degrees to that, maybe more, and then you're firing up a grill, charcoal, that could add several hundred degrees to the general temperature of the area. So you need to have a great hydration system for your tailgate down here in the heat, especially until through about you know, mid-October, late October until the weather starts to turn. But nonetheless, tailgating season is back. Football teams are on the field. And before you know it, we'll be hearing those whistles. We'll be hearing the roar of the crowd. We'll be smelling those game day aromas of steak, chicken. Be drinking some adult beverages. Not that you're restricted from doing that now, mind you, but the fact that you can do that with 65,000 of your best friends out in the parking lot of the stadium that you're about to go watch your team be led to victory in, that's just something special. So be safe out there, folks. Get excited. We've got some great partners. Go back and listen to some of our episodes where we have some really cool gadgets that we talk about. And try to make your tailgate party as exciting and as fun as you can. When we come back from the break, we're going to have Icky Woods joining us. And maybe he'll even do the Icky Shuffle, which I don't know how that works over the podcast. But we'll see what we can do. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first, there's a town in Colorado called Golden. Founded in the gold rush, it was home to miners who spent 12 hours a day in the frozen ground digging for gold. But that land was rich in another resource, the Rocky Mountain water that runs cold and clear. One man knew the value of that water. That man was Mr. Coors. In 1873, he settled in Golden to brew the finest beer the town had ever tasted. The miners were grateful because when they sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as the Banquet Beer. Coors, the Banquet Beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
This is ring announcer Jeff Houston, and you're listening to Tailgate Radio.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent, thanks again so much for downloading this week's episode. And at this time, I want to bring in our very special guest this week. He is a former UNLV running Reb and NFL Cincinnati Bengals running back. I want to welcome in to Tailgate Radio this week, Icky Woods. Welcome to Tailgate Radio.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it. How you doing today?
Well, we're doing great here at Tailgate Radio. And Icky, I have to say, speaking of great, those Geico commercials are awesome. What was the process on how you got that gig?
They kind of just called me. I was sitting at home, and they gave me a call and asked me would I be interested in doing a commercial. And, of course, you know, you're always interested in seeing what they got to say. And it turned out to be a pretty good commercial.
Wiki, I'm sure you watch closely your Cincinnati Bengals as well as the rest of the NFL. What is your take on the state of the NFL these days?
Well, the game has gotten, you know, I guess they had to make it a lot safer than it was, and it has gotten a lot safer, and it's a lot more faster than it was when I played the game, because you got 280, 300-pound guys running 4.5, 4.6s, and 4.7s, and, you know, that's just kind of unheard of. So today's athletes are a lot more physical they're a lot more faster, and their speed is a lot faster than when I played the game. So, so those collisions are a little more impactive, should you say, but it's still football, though. You know, it's still hard nosed, grinded out. It's gotten to more of a passing game, trying to score points than the hard nosed run game when I came through the NFL.
You talked about the speed of the player. Would you say that's the biggest difference from the time you played?
I think that's the biggest difference, yeah, from what I played, is guys are a lot bigger and a lot faster. So the game is still football. You know, it's they changed the rules a little bit. It's a more friendlier game now than it was when I played. When I played, it was a vicious game, and you were out there trying to take people's heads off, but now they've turned it into a more of a more civilized game where, you know, guys are still out there trying to lay the wood on you, but they got to be conscious of how they hit you now, because if they don't, they can make a great hit, and even if it looks like it's a blow to the head, they're throwing a penalty flag. So it's, like I said, they're trying to make it more safer, especially with the concussion lawsuit that's out.
Well, there's a lot of excitement in Cincinnati right now. The Houday Nation is, they're having a good season this year. And I wanted to ask you about your rookie year, because I believe it was your rookie year when you guys went to the Super Bowl. So how was that experience as a rookie, going all the way to Super Bowl and getting this close to a Super Bowl championship?
Well, it was a great experience. You know, we were, you know, 34 seconds away from, you know, winning. It was a wonderful experience, but when you're young and you get to that game as a rookie, you have the insight to think that you guys would have the opportunity to get back there again. Even, you know, like I said, even though it was my rookie year, we still had a pretty great team. So we just knew that with that team and how young we were, that we would have an opportunity to get back there. And it's been over 25 years since the Bengals, you know, have been won a playoff game, should I say. So it's been a long time coming. So everybody in Cincinnati is hungry for what this team wants to do, but sometimes we don't know what team's going to show up. You know, a game that we're supposed to win, we end up losing, and then a game that we're supposed to lose, we end up winning. So so this team is really unpredictable right now, but we only go as far as Andy Dalton take us.
Yeah, and he's always been a good regular season player, but he's struggled a bit in the playoffs. But there seems to be a lot more buzz this year that they're going to get over the hump this year. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll definitely see how it goes.
Icky, I want to switch gears here right now, and I want you to tell us about your foundation and the work you're doing there, because it's really a heartbreaking story, but I think it's important that everybody understands what you're doing with the Javonte Woods Foundation.
Well, I lost my 16-year-old son to asthma 4 years ago, and we started the foundation in his name to go out and raise money for asthma research and education, because after my son died, never thought in my wildest dreams that asthma would take him from me. And when he passed, we started doing some research on asthma, and come to find out we didn't know as much as we thought we knew. So come to find out that asthma is one of the deadliest diseases in America, and it's one of the fastest growing diseases in America, but it's the least amount of money, if not spent on finding a cure, finding a better way to treat it. And also another alarming statistic that we found out is that in the last 10 years, asthma has risen 80% from kids being born to the age of 19. And then the real alarming statistic that just blew me away is that 11 people a day die from asthma. And I said, well, you got 11 people a day dying from asthma, and there's nothing anybody's doing about it. And so we decided to start the foundation to raise money for asthma research. Hopefully we can find a cure, but if not, find a better way to treat it and to help families not go through the pain and suffering that we went through of losing a loved one by educating them on the seriousness and the severity of asthma.
Why has there been such a rise in the prevalence of asthma over the last years?
Well, it has a lot to do with the air quality and things that are putting up in the air. So we're kind of doing it to ourselves, actually. But it's a real deadly disease, and right now there is no cure for asthma. And hopefully, through our efforts, we can raise enough money to get some research done and maybe find a cure. If not find a cure, hopefully find a better way to treat it.
Well, how can the folks in the Tailgate Nation here listening to the show learn more about your foundation and contribute to the cause there?
Well, you can go to the Javonte Woods, and Javonte is spelled J-O-V-A-N-T-E, woodsfoundation.org, and make a donation. We also have on our foundation a foundation store where you can go on and purchase some memorabilia items. We're getting ready to launch a auction site where you can go on and auction, bid on auction items that we have from different celebrities, athletes across the country who's going to be donating some items to our foundation to help raise money.
All right, folks, you heard it there from Mickey Woods. You need to get out there and support this great cause and go over to the foundation website and learn more about it and place a bid on some of these auction items. So,
yes, please do.
Mickey, before we go, are there any other projects that you have coming up that you can share with the folks listening in that they can keep an eye out for what you've got going on?
No, I got a few. I did a few more commercial blips for the for Geico for cold cuts. We did a Thanksgiving version, and I think it aired over the internet actually. And we've done a Christmas version and a Super Bowl version. So go be watching out for those. And teamed up with Rudolph Foods, the Gridiron Greats, who was a great organization that helped me get my knees, and they help former players who needs to get surgery or financial assistance. And that's the Gridiron Greats and Rudolph Foods, and it's called the Pork Rind Appreciation Day that they have, and Rudolph donates a part of the proceeds that the sales makes to the Gridiron Greats. So you get a chance, you can go to RudolphFoods.com, look at that, and GridironGreats.com, and check those out and support those wonderful causes as well.
And one more time before we go, tell us how we can support your foundation in honor and memory of your son.
It's called the Javonte Woods Foundation.org. And Javonte is spelled J-O-V-A-N-T-E, woodsfoundation.org. We appreciate it, and thank you very much for listening.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
In 1873, Golden, Colorado was the home to miners searching for gold. And when the miners sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as Coors. The Banquet Beer, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility. All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pond is strictly prohibited.